Now then, given the exact location of the galaxy that he mentions, and the proximity to our own solar system, that's amazing. Amazing! Too good to be true.
It's too good to be true. He's 6'4", has black hair, blue eyes, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and tells the truth.
Mr. Tetzwanker, some people can read War and Peace and come away thinking it's a simple adventure story. Others can read the ingredients on a chewing gum wrapper and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Lex, what has chewing gum got to do with the secrets of the universe?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, Miss Tesman.
Right, right.
M! You want M, Mr. Luthor? Come on, right up! So, there you go, M.
M as in moron Otis? No, it's N.
Oh.
N as in Neanderthal, nincompoop, nitwit, and L as in ladder.
Ladder, Mr. Bluthor, come on right up. I'm sorry, Miss Bluthor.
In the interview, he says that the planet Krypton exploded in 1948. Ridiculous little freak. Took 3 years in a rocket ship to get to Earth.
Ergo, 1948 and 3 years. He's 6'4", you know that?
I said that.
But did you say he don't drink and he don't smoke?
I said that. It was in the paper right there. I said it.
Do you know why the number 200 is so vitally descriptive to both you and me?
It's your weight and my IQ. Now think, people, think! Deductive reasoning, that's the name of the game. Fragments from the planet Krypton exploded and went into outer space. It is reasonable to assume that some of those particles of debris drifted to Earth.
Meteorite!
Yavo. Voila! Voila.
Voila. A meteorite found in Addis Ababa. I know I'm going to get wrapped in the mouth for this, but so what?
So what? You mean, to us, they are just meteorites. Fair enough. But the level of specific radioactivity is so high to anyone from the planet Krypton, this substance is lethal.
Wait a minute, Miss Luthor. You mean firing bullets can't hurt this guy, but this stuff here will kill him.
Doesn't it give you kind of a shudder of electricity through you to be in the same room with me?
Not like the shudder you're going to get when you try to lay that rock on him. He can see you coming for miles with those super peepers of his.
Oh, Lord. You gave them eyes, but they cannot see. Nor can Superman through lead.
He can't see through lead.
And kryptonite will destroy him. Any questions, class?
Wonder what they're wearing in Addis Ababa.
Looks like a burnous. You know,
he's
just a wraparound.
Left 24
Are we going to Addis Ababa, Mr. Luthor?